It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that'd be me. Good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. For those of you who just woke up, Happy New Year to you. You're in 2018. Yes, and the sports world is upon you. We give you no rest. We give you no break. Well, now we come at you with the best of the world of sports. Happy to talk about it here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If Twitter is more your thing, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA, as you move forward into your day. And moving forward into your day is what it is all about. And what I'm talking about is this. Look, we only get you for about 15 minutes, a half hour, maybe an hour tops. It's a great thing to have you there, but we know you're getting on with the rest of your day. And whether you're heading to the gym, heading to work, getting the kids off to school, getting the husband or the wife out the door so you can pay the bills and keep the roof over your head, well, it's a great thing. And then that brief period of time, we want you to listen to us. Well, if you're not in one of the cities where our great affiliates are, which are too numerous to mention, so we can't really talk about them, well, you got to go to the various different apps. And you go and you grab you some iHeart, you grab you some TuneIn, you grab you some Stitcher, go to your device, click listen live, and we're right there for you. It's a beautiful thing. You can also get the archive versions as well for all the interviews that we do here on the network on the various different shows, which we really like to do. And, of course, if you're sitting at your desk already, which it's 8:07 and 44 seconds Eastern time, well, you know, you're in work early, number one, so you're trying to impress the boss, which is great. But you can sneak in a little Sports Attack. Go to our website, Sports Byline USA, click on the listen live button, and there we are. And we're listening to it. Just keep it low so they don't know as people start to come in the door. And then tell them what you're listening to because it's really, really good stuff. Look, for us, the most important thing is the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls give us a lot of protection. And what I'm talking about is this. You like walking a dog, you like jogging, you like getting the kids off to school, you like getting the husband or the wife out the door to go to work so you can keep the roof over your head. Guess what? You got to have a little bit of protection to do it because we live in a dangerous world where these guys and girls and all these first responders, they keep an eye out for us. So if you're on the street and you see somebody in a uni, buy them a cup of coffee. Tap them on the back, shake their hand, tell them thank you. Because it matters. Believe me. All right? Let's tap out right there. We'll come back. We'll set the table right after the short timeout. I hear there was some football played.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, it's me. Ugh, man. I was talking to people yesterday, wandering in and out, different stores, restaurants, things along those lines. Everybody was, it's cold, it's cold. It's freaking winter. Get over it. And it's supposed to be 37 degrees. Well, you know, it's Mother Nature. It changed its mind. People are so dumb. It's amazing. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Man, I was relieved this morning. Tanya sent me a message. She's really interested in me. Thank God. I have no idea. Some Russian spam. Gotta love it. Life is bueno. When you can get good spam, see, I like good spam. I like good spam just because of the fact it's entertaining. One time I had this thing, I had this exchange with some person, I was assuming they were in Russia, that gave me this whole sob story about stuck in Siberia and wanted to get to Moscow and sent emails from exchanges and internet cafes because they couldn't afford their own computer. And I have $1,500, but if you could send me another $1,000, I can get to America and be with you, my love. Then I sent her a note saying that I was from Interpol. Yeah, I'm a twisted human being. Yeah, they didn't like that. Well, what they did like yesterday was two of the better bowl games we've seen in a long time, and then two bowl games. But, you know, the way it goes sometimes. The national final has been determined. It will not be Clemson. It will not be OU. It will be Georgia, and it will be traditional. We were always there. Alabama. It just is. You know, better to not mess with Nick Saban. Never poke the bear with a stick. It is the motto in life, because then the bear gets you as opposed to you getting the bear. Clemson found that out yesterday. We'll talk about all the bowl games that were going on in the course of the day and finish up with the big two. As I said, it was pretty good. I mean, it was a hell of a good day yesterday in the world of bowls. Scott Frost and his group went undefeated in a really good game against Auburn, but a game that quite frankly, if you're in Nebraska, you got to be really happy about this guy coming to pay a visit, because he may damn well get that program turned around. Now, I don't know how the hell you're going to get people to Nebraska, because you think it's cold here in New York right now. Go to Nebraska. But it did good. He done good. Getting his team all the way undefeated. They're going to crack the top 10. Deservedly, I mean, after Auburn, which was considered a candidate for the Final Four till they lost against Georgia, beating Auburn, it should get that UCF program ranked 12 right now, probably somewhere around number 8, number 7, maybe even number 6. We'll see. But we'll get to that game in a moment. Starting out with Michigan and South Carolina. Again, you don't have a quarterback, you don't win. It's literally what it comes down to. You can't get around it. And, you know, Jim Harbaugh and crew didn't get it done. There was a complete meltdown. Big Ten was on a serious bowl run. They were undefeated going into this game. Blew a 16-point lead in the final 18 minutes and lost to South Carolina 26-19. Don't protect the ball, you lose football games. Turnovers on three of the final four possessions, and then spit it up on downs. And you got to give South Carolina a lot of credit. They didn't quit on the game. You know? Brandon Peters, turnover when it mattered. Twice. Yeah. Reporters, however, ask the dumbest questions. And no joke, right? They asked Harbaugh, what does this mean moving forward for the program? I'll tell you what it means. The seniors graduate, some juniors leave, people transfer, and we get a new group in. That's what it means. Can't fix stupid. Really can't. Really can't. And Harbaugh was also asked, of course, whether or not he was leaving. And to the answer to that was not only no, but hell no. We'll see. We shall see whether or not the answer to that is no. NFL is going to come calling on Jim Harbaugh. There's no question about it. But whether or not he answers remains to be seen. Game itself, like I said, if you're a Michigan fan or you're a fan of anything involving professional or collegiate football, you have to have a quarterback in order to win. It just doesn't play out any other way. You know, Brandon Peters had his opportunity. He was 20 of 44, which ain't good. 4.2 yards per pop, which ain't good. Two interceptions, which ain't good. And gave way to John O'Korn, which ain't good. Now, Michigan, they're a good football team at this point in time. Like I said, they're bringing in the transfer kid. Peters has an opportunity to seize the job, hopefully between now and the spring. He'll improve. And then they got the highly touted freshman whose name escapes me that's coming in, and he's supposed to be all everything, who will probably end up getting the football. We'll see. We'll see. And Jake Bentley played just well enough for South Carolina, 19 of 32, two touchdowns and a pick. Nobody ran the ball particularly well. It was cold in Florida. Shouldn't have made a difference, but it was cold in Florida. You know, and the Outback Bowl, which was always a good bowl, ended up providing excitement. And you can't ask for much more than that. You know, it looked like a Michigan rout. And Carolina got the job done when it mattered. So, you know, good stuff. Ended the run. Which is unfortunate for the conference, but other than that, it was all right. Which takes us to the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Yes. Like I said, Scott Frost, you got to be happy. I mean, first of all, if you're University of Central Florida Knight, you got to be happy because it's maybe the best season you will ever have. The only person who's not happy about this is Josh Heupel. Because he said to himself, oh, bleep, I don't even, got me an undefeated football team that I got to follow up and perform. And if I lose two games, everybody's saying I'm going to be a failure, a hot seat under me and all that kind of. No, not really. Not really. You know, the biggest thing here, and you knew they were going to show up in this football game, was the fact that you're undefeated and you get left out of the Final Four. You know, you're not a big conference. The American Athletic Conference ain't sending people to the Final Four. Now, when you look at it, I think you have to give them a little bit of respect. And I mean the conference, not the team. You know, what Scott Frost did was pretty amazing. Charlie Strong did a nice job. He had his team ranked for a pretty good chunk. Temple went to a bowl. Memphis has a program. Houston and Navy went to bowls. SMU went to a bowl. You know, it's a pretty good conference. Now, can it maintain? We'll see. Because, like I said, if you're the Big 12, which consists of 10, you got to get two more teams. I mean, you can't keep going along like this. And Oklahoma played its ass off yesterday, but, you know, wasn't enough. We'll talk about that on the other side. I'm Black. You're not.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with The Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast. We're talking bowl games here. We'll also get into the NFL coaching carousel. And, you know, what I'm going to talk about there is the most appealing jobs and why they are appealing. Look, there's only, you know, a finite amount of employment opportunities within the National Football League. But with that being said, some situations are better than others. Somebody's always going to take the job just because, hey, you know, it's a job, pays real well. Have an opportunity. If I turn it around, I'm a genius. I'm beloved. I'm this, I'm that, and the other thing. But there are certain areas where you're going to succeed. And There's certain areas where maybe not so much. Yeah. That's just it. So, but back to the bowl games. Again, this, it's hard to overemphasize on a night where national championship opponents were decided other bowl games. But again, this was an important game in so many ways. It was important for the conference. You know, it put a little bit of a spotlight on Auburn and Gus Malzahn because they got outplayed in his game. And UCF took it away in the fourth quarter. But again, with this conference, you know, if you're in the Big 12, Big 12, I'm all right. You know, and you're sitting there and you're dealing with Texas, and Texas has all the coins, none of the wins, but all the coins. You got to start looking at these other conferences. And I'm looking at Memphis, and I'm looking at Houston. More so than the Florida teams. And I have to say, even though the programs probably aren't as good at this point, you know, after Fuente left, Memphis still has a very good program, 7-1 in conference, 10-3 overall. Houston had a bit of a down year, but still got to a bowl game. You absorb those in. Get those markets. Reach out. I don't understand why they're not going in that direction yet. I would have done it 2 years ago. And then you split into divisions. You can even separate OU and OSU in that instance. And you got a legit national conference championship game at the end. And there's no question that if you win your conference, you're going to get in. Or, you know, virtually no question. But for Nebraska, I know I'm jumping around here. But Scott Frost, if he can get his connections in Florida and get some of those recruits, he's taking damn near his whole staff. So there's going to be continuity there. If he can, he, as I say, this is always the way to go about it. You recruit your state, win your state, and then pick up everything else. Now, in certain states, you know, Texas, Louisiana, California, Florida, Pennsylvania, winning the state means a pretty good depth of recruits that are coming in. Nebraska, you win the state, you get your top five players, and then you start recruiting out of state. But if you get those players and keep them from going somewhere else, then you have something to build on. You get those connections with the high school coaches. Bring them in onto the campus, line up the co-eds. You know the drill. Nothing's changed in college football in 100 years. But you got to be able to do it. And that's going to be the challenge for Scott Frost. Because once he gets, and he will win his state. Once he starts doing that, and he can go into the surrounding areas and pluck a few out of Oklahoma and get a couple out of Texas and maybe get a couple out of Michigan and Ohio and some out of Florida and bring them in and run that program. His biggest challenge is going to be getting Nebraska to 8 wins next year. And if they get to 8 wins next year, there's going to be a lot of happy people, and people are going to pay attention to the program because they're going to get to a good bowl game that way. And they'll be going in the right direction. I mean, they were hurting puppies this year. You tell you, 4-8. And it's not that Mike Riley is a bad coach. They already lost their quarterback. Tanner Lee's going out. He's going into the NFL draft. He's got 3 quarterback competition in Nebraska. Adrian Martinez, Patrick O'Brien, and Tristan Gavia. Gebbia, excuse me. I don't want to mispronounce his name. So he's got quarterbacks coming in to compete. Whether they fit his system or not remains to be seen. Tanner Lee didn't. You know, that was Riley's big recruit. Okay. You know, we get that. Kid fits the part. We'll find out whether or not it was coaching or whatever the circumstances are. He's 6'4", 220. He'll get picked by somebody. 23 touchdowns, 16 interceptions on a really bad football team. You know, what are you going to do? Doesn't throw for a particularly high percentage. Whether or not it translates into being an NFL player remains to be seen, but he ain't staying at Nebraska. So, Frost will have his challenges. But like I said, if he can translate what happened yesterday into wins at Nebraska, well, he'll get people to come up there. Then they're going to have to hold on to him and find out whether it's a career job or not, whether he moves on to an even bigger program, or whether or not the NFL comes a calling, which you never know. I kind of doubt they're going to come calling for Scott Frost, but you never know. Heck of a bowl game. Truly. Notre Dame LSU was good, too. They're calling for Ed O's head. Idiots. Down in Baton Rouge. Danny Etling played well, 2 touchdowns, no picks, not good enough. Notre Dame, as I expected, controlled the line of scrimmage. Ian Book played really well at the quarterback position instead of Winbush. And they ran the ball for 152 yards. Darius Geis played well, too. It was a good football game. Notre Dame just a little better. You know, Miles Boykin's the real deal. I don't know if he's going to be going to the pros, but this year, I mean, he's going. He's got the size. The kid's a beast. I mean, you look at him on the field. Does he have breakaway speed? You know. But he's 6'4", 225. Reminds me an awful lot of Brandon Marshall when I watch him play. Gets down the field. He averaged 21 yards a pop this year. And part of it is just he can go up and get it better than others. There were also times when he disappeared. But part of that was just the fact that, you know, Notre Dame ran the ball so successfully. There was really no need to put the ball up. But yesterday he had 3 catches for 102 yards with a long of 55. That doesn't suck. And they had a matchup that they liked against LSU. And LSU, I mean, some of their DBs are going to the big Sundays. But they kept ISOing him on Dante Jackson. And he got it done. This guy's a big guy. Sometimes you don't have any answer for height. And Danny Etling was, you know, pretty good. They're switching offensive coordinators there. Now, Etling's gone. But next year, they're going to have to bring in yet another. And we'll see what happens. Now, guys, he hadn't made a decision yet on whether he's going to the draft, but, you know, I don't see him not doing it. That's the big thing now. I mean, when you look at it and you consider running backs and you look at the mileage and the wear and tear on them, when they go early, you can't blame them. They have to almost. You know. Adams had a tough day, 44 yards on 15 carries. I mean, he's defenses, there's no big mystery when it comes to the defenses. Notre Dame's quarterback play, to be fair, has been inconsistent. So you try to shut down the running attack, and you know, that's why coordinators get paid the big bucks, or the quasi-big bucks, just like me. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, more fun, more football, more college.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Yeah, we're back. Yeah, all you down in Baton Rouge, calm down. Good ending. Chip Kelly, they go to 10-3, joins pretty prestigious company and having double digits wins for 3 years in a row. Newt, Ara, and Lou Holtz. That ain't bad. So, good game. Good game. Good bowl. You know. What else do we have here? Yes, indeed. The biggies. Now, Georgia, Oklahoma, and I'm going to reverse them. I'm going with Alabama first. We'll talk about this one. I still think Clemson's the better team. But boy, oh boy, did Nick Saban have their number yesterday. They dominated this football game. Defense was all that mattered. Alabama got off to the start. I'm watching this thing last night, and I'm watching them control the line of scrimmage. And I'm looking at this, and I'm saying, these are turnovers ready to happen. And Clemson, you know, the Fighting Dabos, look, this is a program now. This isn't just, hey, we lucked into the game, and away we go. But in the trilogy, Alabama got the best of them. Jalen Hurts got completely redeemed in his football game. The turnovers mattered. And 13 seconds apart in the middle of the third quarter, the defenders turned two turnovers into two touchdowns. And that was the game. And his offense didn't have to do a ton. And with all the horses they have in that backfield who can run the football, Clemson managed to do an okay job of stopping them. And they really, you know, again, there wasn't much drama in this game. Clemson had a good year. You know, Kelly Bryant got picked and picked. Deron Payne, that was funny watching him run down the field. Defensive MVP of the game. But as soon as he got that pick after Bryant got hit in the first quarter, it I don't want to say the game was over, but this is tough stuff. And what was impressive, like I said, was the line of scrimmage. We talked in the preview about linebackers being down, injuries on defense. And, you know, they got a couple of them back, but quite honestly, everybody stepped up. And for that month in between, and it's not to say that Nick's a better coach than Dabo or Dabo's a better coach than Nick. They're all really good on that level. Nick can get outdone every once in a while on the X's and O's, but they were ready. And I mean, and defensively, and you want to sit in locker rooms sometimes and listen to conversations with coaches, but in the case of Nick Saban, I guarantee you over the course of that month prepping that he was saying to that team, we got to win it on defense. Got to win it on defense, got to win it on defense, got to win it on defense. He wouldn't say it in the offensive meetings, but I guarantee you he was going in and talking to those defenders, going, look, you're my guys. You're my guys. And when you think about the offensive shootouts that happened in the first two matchups, for them to turn this Clemson game into a completely defensive effort, that's pretty amazing stuff. Not that anybody's going to confuse Kelly Bryant with Deshaun Watson, but he's still a damn solid quarterback. You know? And I mean, this was the matchup where you were going to take down the king. You're going to turn the page. It was going to be Dabo as the king of the hill. And Nick going to be looking up at him. Well, it didn't turn out quite that way, did it? As far as the numbers, Jalen did exactly what he needed to do. Don't turn the ball over. Two touchdown passes. That nice little jump pass into the end zone was a thing of beauty. Because last year, he would have tucked and run. He might have gotten in the end zone. Not this year. This year, little jump, boink, touchdown. Ran the ball for 141 yards, stifled Clemson on the ground. Again, controlling the line of scrimmage. Calvin Ridley, who, by the way, is going to be a beast in the National Football League, if you haven't noticed. And he'll come out. He'll go in this year. Going to be one of many Alabama wide receivers being successful in the pros. Man, Bear just did a flip in his grave. But seriously, they will be. It was just, you know, it was dominant defensive play. All the way around. Yeah. Good stuff. And Nick goes on. I mean, you know. When you look at Alabama getting off to the field goal start, then a nice little drive. Clemson has the chance. Alabama misses the field goal at the end of the first half, which could have stretched it a little bit. And, you know, you're saying to yourself, okay, they're hanging around. Alabama could have put two more scores up on the board, squandered those. We got a little bit of a game going here. Boom. Interception down to the one. Of course, with the thing to take it up to 17-6. Because, again, Clemson settling for field goals, part of that dominating the line of scrimmage. And then interception touchdown. Right after that, and they shut off the lights. Done. Done. And you could just see the air taken out of Clemson. And, you know, I heard some people criticizing Dabo. Well, you know, you couldn't get your team motivated after. Well, no, it's you know, you're getting your ass whooped on the line of scrimmage. And you just didn't have an answer. It was one of those days. You didn't have an answer. So, Clemson's got nothing to hang their head over. I mean, considering Deshaun Watson moving on, you sliding him with a new quarterback, you're defending national champions, and you got all the way back as the number one seed, they got nothing to hang their head on. I know that's not going to fly in Carolina right now, but in South Carolina, but you know, trust me, nothing to hang your head over. Now, the nightcap, what a game. And, you know, it's funny, I've watched a lot of OU football this year. Somebody's going to have to sell me on Baker Mayfield making it in the National Football League. And you can do that by chiming in at 1-800-878-PLAY. The more I watch him against better teams, and it wasn't that he performed bad yesterday, I don't think he has the skill set to get it done. He's got the will. That's part of his stupidity on the field because he fires himself up. It's the only way he can play. You know, he comes across as a bit of a punk. And people are always trying to get him to mellow out. But the reality is that if he doesn't play with that intensity, he doesn't play well. Yesterday was 23-35 for 287. Nowhere near enough to get it done. Rodney Anderson was the beast. 26 for 201. Jake Fromm was the star yesterday. Jake Fromm played a hell of a football game. And if Georgia doesn't win it this year, they will win it in one of the next 2 years, I'm telling you. Sony Michel put the icing on the cake in the second overtime. Nick Chubb, taking the direct snap late in the game to get it done. I mean, there were so many heroes for Georgia and so many heroes for Oklahoma as that well, too, because, like I said, Ronnie Anderson was brilliant. The defenses got pushed around. OU was dominating early. 31-17 at halftime, and you're saying to yourself, wow, Oklahoma's just going to keep going along, going along, going along. Well, Kirby Smart was a defensive coordinator and a well-respected one for a reason. And that reason is, man, he made adjustments at halftime. He overloaded the right side of his defensive line. OU and Brown at the tackle position, who they had going one-on-one against the edge rushers, had absolutely no answer. None. And Georgia fought their way back into the game, put amazing amounts of pressure, and hit Mayfield all the time. And took the game away from them. You never completely stop OU, and they didn't. But what a game. Offensively, some big hits defensively. Georgia had taken all the momentum. And oof-ah. OU getting the fumble recovery, running it in. That was amazing. That fumble return was pretty awesome. And everything swung. When Georgia took the lead and got it to 38-31, you're saying to yourself, well, all right. OU's defense can't stop anybody. Georgia's got all the mo. And one sweep play, trying to break a tackle. And by the way, there was no question that it was a legit score. I mean, they reviewed it five ways to Sunday, but, you know, that was just wild. Absolute wild. And Sonny Michel, like I said, icing on the cake. Hey, man, Georgia just keeps coming at you in waves. Waves. On to the national title. Kirby against Nick. Pretty good. Let's tap out there. We'll be back right after this short timeout.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, we're back. I you know, again, hell of a game. We'll spill it into the next hour as well. But Georgia's running attack and the fact that their quarterback is maturing right before our eyes is just making an amazing difference with this football team. And again, the SEC East used to be the weak link. And oh, by the way, as well as the Big Ten played with only one bowl loss, look who's standing at the end. East against West, SEC. So for all the conversation of the conferences being passed by, well, you might want to rethink that. And I think in a way it also legitimizes the Big 12. OU, they came in, nobody's respect as far as the defensive abilities of any team in the conference. And look, I mean, they lost the game 54-48, but it was just a wild ride. OU represented very well. You know, like I said, Caleb Kelly, that hit he put on Sonny Michel, Parker picked it up, ran it in. I mean, it was a hell of a good defensive play. So, you know, was it great defense overall? No. But that's all right. That's all right. OU's got nothing to hang their head over. We'll tap out right there. Go to the top of the hour. We'll go with the news. And maybe talk a little early preview and we'll see what happens. Get into the NFL, like I told you. I got a lot of coaching stuff to talk about. I promise you we'll have a good time with it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 20 people reportedly killed now in the violent protests in several Iranian cities, and hundreds have been arrested. The anti-government protesters angry at soaring prices, government corruption, and according to Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York, also some aspects of Iranian foreign policy.
They see money get squandered on pointless exercises outside of their own borders, and they want a better way of life for their peoples.
Not a great welcome home for Americans coming back from holiday travels abroad or for those coming to visit the U.S., as a massive crash of the U.S. Customs computer system last night caused huge lines to form at international airports nationwide. Officials say it doesn't appear it was a hack, but they can't explain exactly what the cause was yet. And this is USA Radio News.
Meet the coolest ammo manufacturer in America. Even their name is unique. Bite the Bullet. Bite the Bullet offers the highest quality and lowest prices in the country. Buy online, ship right to your door, and always made in the USA. Right now, Bite the Bullet will include 15 extra rounds on any order of 500 rounds or more. This is in addition to their everyday lowest prices. Just use promo code WAR. Order 500 rounds today and get 15 extra rounds free. Just go to bitethebullet.co and use the promo code WAR.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. Nah, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Found it! Nope, that's my son's birthday list.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
Minnesota's Al Franken will be officially stepping down from his U.S. Senate seat today after facing several accusations of sexual misconduct. Franken announcing he'd be leaving just short of a month ago.
I know that the work I've been able to do has improved people's lives. I would do it all over again in a heartbeat.
Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Tina Smith has been tapped to fill out Franken's term in the Senate. President Richard Nixon's White House counsel John Dean says he believes that former president might have survived the Watergate scandal if, in his words, there had been a Fox News. In an interview with Politico's Off Message podcast, Dean talks about the proliferation of media outlets, social media, and faster news cycles, all of which he says would have slowed or even halted the Watergate investigation. You can find us online. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Tom Hinchey. For all you Trending Today listeners, we've got a great deal from MyPillow to help you get a better night's sleep. I love MyPillow, and I'm getting a better night's sleep. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the Radio Listener Special. Use promo code USA, and you'll now get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com.
More now in our top story about the protests in Iran. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expressing his continued support for Iranian reformers, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
While condemning Tehran's claims that Israel is behind the deadly anti-government protests, the Israeli Prime Minister offered his support to the reformers.
Brave Iranians are pouring into the streets. They seek freedom. They seek justice. They seek the basic liberties that have been denied to them for decades.
While wishing the Iranian protesters success in their noble quest for freedom, Netanyahu said the regime in Tehran wastes tens of billions of dollars spreading hate when the money could have built schools or hospitals. I'm John Clemens.
A 16-year-old boy in New Jersey expected to be in court in just a few hours to face murder charges after a New Year's Eve confrontation turns deadly at his home. The prosecutor in Monmouth County saying that teenager will be charged as an adult in the shooting deaths of his parents, his 18-year-old sister, and a 70-year-old family friend. And Fox News co-host and Miss America 1989 Gretchen Carlson's the new chair of the Miss America Board of Directors after the previous chairman and CEO resigned for exchanging sexist and crude emails. Carlson says the scandal hasn't been easy for anyone who loves the organization, and she appreciates the board taking steps to stabilize things. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number.
800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me. Welcome back to The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black, sending Roberto out on the West Coast. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And it's a toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, that takes along for the ride each and every day. Twitter's more your thing, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. Not so bad. And if you listen anywhere around the country, well, first of all, we got a ton of affiliates. And, you know that. But when you look at how you go about getting your stuff these days, man, SiriusXM, affiliates around the country, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. That's pretty good. Listen live capacity, archive capacity, the whole nine. And you got all these brand new devices that you got for the holidays. You know you did. New iPhone, it's only $1,000. The iPoppy, it's a little discounted. Samsung 8, the LG, maybe not so much that one. All kinds of good stuff. It's right there, and that's okay. Yeah, you can just go to our website. It's approved by Christy Canyon. Click on the Listen Live. There we are. Bueno, bueno, bueno. So, check it out. Now, if you're somewhere around the world and you're serving this country, you're listening on the American Forces Radio Network. 2018, that don't change anything from 2017. A lot of these kids are in harm's way. They don't get any kind of big-time respite from what they have to deal with. So, see one of these kids on the street. They're in a uni, maybe taking a little time with the family. Go up, thank them, shake their hand, buy them a cup of coffee, whatever the circumstances are, and let them know you care. Because they're running towards it while we run away from it. We're going to run to a commercial right now. We come back, we're going to do a little more football here on The Attack.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back. We're back. They're back. Everybody's back. Alabama's back in the national championship game. And, yeah, right where they belong. Nick's got to be feeling pretty darn good this morning. And I know down in Bama land, they're going crazy. Phones are lighting up. Lee is in some gear that was given to him for nothing, and they're having a great time. No, seriously, it well earned. And the master against the teacher, against the student, the teacher against the student. Nick against Kirby. I mean, going to be fun. And I want to talk about Jalen Hurts a little bit. You know, here's a kid that is considered the weak link. And I guess to a certain degree he is. He's not going to play on Sundays. He's just not good enough. But to lead this Alabama football team with the expectations that go on down there each and every year is phenomenal. He doesn't turn the ball over. He doesn't make many mistakes. You know, is he a great quarterback? Of course he's not. But he's going to get better. And again, the key is the lack of mistakes. See, you look at the big-name quarterbacks around the country. Some playing a spread, some playing pro sets. It's all well and good. You got to have a quarterback that fits your system. And with Alabama, they've had all kinds. They've had the classic dropback guy who doesn't run particularly well. They've had the guy that runs particularly well, doesn't throw particularly well. You know, but when you talk about Alabama football and you talk about getting the job done, and this is where Nick is a great coach. He takes the guy that he thinks will fit at the time, and he makes it work. Now, you know, for those of you who don't remember, Jalen Hurts is a coach's son. Does he have the strongest arm? Of course not. Can he make all the throws? No, of course not. But his brains, as well as his athletic ability, because he can run very well, fit into what Nick Saban does. And Nick is not one of those guys, he doesn't gush, he doesn't, you know, my guy needs to win the Heisman and all this kind of good stuff. Jalen Hurts this year passed for 2,000 yards, had 17 touchdown passes, and one interception. You don't turn the ball over, you win football games. So guess what? Jalen fits Nick. And Nick is very happy with Jalen. He doesn't put up monster stats. His biggest game this year was against Mississippi State. As far as strictly just, you know, yardage. But again, the only interception he had was against Arkansas. In a game that they blew out Arkansas. Every other game that mattered, he was in complete control. And he also had rushing yardage games of 154, 103, 101, 40 last night. He's an efficient guy who knows how to play the position. And, oh, by the way, he completely outplayed Kelly Bryant yesterday. And all the prognosticators, including myself, felt that Clemson had the edge at quarterback. Wrong. And then when you look at his running backs, when you look at Damian Harris, who had almost 1,000 yards this year, when you look at Big Bo Scarborough, these guys, you know, this is no joke. They're the original ground and pound. Rex Ryan would be happy to coach this team. And then you throw into the mix those terrific wide receivers. It's a team. Kirby Smart's got his hands full going forward into this championship game. And you talk about complete contrast. I mean, at the breakneck speed that OU's offense moves at, and the fact that they're going to be playing a, you know, good team, but not great offensive team in Alabama, it's going to be a complete contrast. But Nick's going to have some some interesting things coming on. Devin Bellamy. It was an interesting exchange after the game, by the way, with Baker Mayfield. Yelled at him three times, humble yourself, humble yourself, humble yourself. Again, this is where, unfortunately, and I think you're going to find that this is where Baker Mayfield has issues. Unless he's just on an extreme emotional level, it's difficult for him to get the job done. I have to be honest, as many points as OU put up yesterday, the people that I was sitting watching the game with, we were all saying the same thing. I don't think he can play on Sundays. And, you know, we're going to find out. Somebody's going to draft him. But I'm telling you, it ain't going to be in the first round. And man, there are going to be a lot. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks picked in this draft. This isn't going to be like last year. Rosen can flat out play. You know, here's a guy who was tore up last year. To me, I think he's the guy. First of all, he doesn't fit Chip Kelly's system. And Chip ain't going to change for anybody. I think he's a much better quarterback at this point than Darnold is. I think the measurables are insignificant, considering he's going to have to play for Cleveland, I think. And by the way, if Cleveland, you talk about if Cleveland screws this up. I mean, first of all, you shouldn't have to sell anybody coming out of college. But if Rosen comes in and he gets drafted Yeah, you know, I don't want to play for Cleveland because he talked about, you know, Dorsey needs to get him in the office when they come in and they work him out and say, hey, look, here's what we're doing here. All right. You want to play in this league? You're playing for us because I'm drafting you. And I want you to lead. And part of leading is not bitching all the time. Keep your mouth shut. Get on the field. Take the job. Let's win some football games. And I like Sam Darnold's skill set, but again, I was having this conversation. One of my football buddies, Chris Pitsley. And we were talking, and I always talk about coaching and getting coached up in this league. And it's a big deal. It matters. Clay Helton's a very good coach. He got USC back to prominence. Maybe they win a national championship under him. Maybe they don't. T. Martin is his offensive coordinator. T. Martin won a national championship where Peyton Manning didn't at Tennessee. T. Martin, who also didn't get an interview at Tennessee when they were looking for a head coach. I don't know that he coaches up a guy like Sam Darnold. And that's where we're going to pick it up on the other side. Why Sam should stay, why Sam should move on. The pros and the cons. I'm a con myself. Black. You. Don't go anywhere.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the attack. I'm Bob Black. Robert's out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, at Bob Black 71. And this is bueno. You look at quarterbacks that are coming into this league, and, man, a lot of them are going to get drafted this year. There'll be eight in the first two rounds, I'm telling you. There are some that are going to get bypassed in the first round that think they should be in the first round. They'll get brought in on the second round where the guarantees aren't all that hard. And I told you before we went to the break, does Darnold come or go? Well, the pros in staying in school are, number one, you mature a little more as a human being. Two, collegiate experience. I mean, it matters. These guys never get to relive that. BMOC, all that kind of good stuff. And you're in a winning program. I mean, you're going to win games. The cons, you might get hurt. You're not necessarily getting coached up properly. And perhaps you're going to take that next step, because he did not look good in his bowl game. But again, I'm looking at that and I'm saying to myself, is it the kid or is it the coaching? And I'm thinking it's the coaching, personally. So here you go, though. You're sitting 1-2, Rosen Darnold, more than likely. Cleveland Giants. Now, there was the rumor going around that Cleveland had number one pick. Sam Darnold said, no, I ain't going to Cleveland. Rosen said the same thing, too. But he said, no. Wherever I come out and go to the NFL, I'm honored to play for any team. So, number one, I appreciated the fact he cleaned up any mess that was there. And number two, it showed a lot of maturity to me to just say, okay, you know, we're not going to stretch this out and turn this into a circus. Should I get drafted? Should I decide to come out? And I think he's coming out. I really do. He's got time to decide. He doesn't have to rush. Pros and cons, all that kind of good stuff. Josh Allen, big gun. Wyoming, not accurate, at least not on the pro level, kind of accurate. Was hurt. 16 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, 5 running touchdowns. Big dude. He's raw. He's raw, Paxton Lynch kind of raw, which we saw how that went for Denver. Not so bueno. But I watched him in his bowl game. I got news for you. He's the real deal. They played Central Michigan. You know, MAC school. Okay. After the game, I'm going. You know, I think he ends up being, you know, they're all going to do the workouts and all this stuff. But I'll tell you something. I think ultimately he's going to sit there and he's going to, Cardinals is going to look good. Jets, he's going to look good if he goes that far. I think after the workouts, the pecking order may even change. I think this kid can play. I think he's got way more Carson Wentz than Paxton Lynch. I I think they're your three first rounders. I think there should be more, and maybe there will be, but I think there are your three certain first rounders. Baker Mayfield. Kuiper has him ranked number four. McShay has him ranked number four. I don't. I think he's more like number six or number seven. I think he can make most of the throws. It's not an elite arm. He doesn't have the measurables. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. That stuff doesn't fly in the National Football League. The best thing that's going to happen with Baker Mayfield is he's going to the Reese's Senior Bowl. And he's going to be down there with NFL coaches. And they're going to get to see him up close and personal. Some are going to like him. Some aren't going to like him. His process of talking to the coaching staffs and to the general managers is going to go a long way in where he ends up. And that's just on the fact that the maturity issues, planting the flag, you know, jumping in front of the cheerleaders and all this various different stuff, you know. Dotting the O in the Ohio State game. You know, he's walked on. And he's a Heisman Trophy winner. But the question is, and this is where we talk about it all the time. If you're running a program and you're running a professional program and you're saying to yourself, I need a quarterback. And you grab Baker Mayfield and he is not your guy. In the long term, you're out of a job, your coach is out of a job, and your team is set back 5 years. Because that's how it plays out in the National Football League. You know, Lamar Jackson. Now, here's a guy that I think should go in the first round. Maybe he will. Throws for 60%, 27 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, 18 rushing touchdowns, 3 fumbles on the ground. Almost 5,000 total yards per season for the last 2 years. He's got enough arm. Way more than enough arm. He's fast. They just want him to be more accurate. I mean, to me, he's an elevated Tyrod Taylor. And Tyrod's starting in the National Football League. I mean, look, you don't want him running and taking the kind of hits. But you get him in the right system. Let's put it this way. We'll take you all the way back to Pete Carroll. And he signs the guy out of Green Bay thinking that he's going to come in and be a starting quarterback. And a guy named Russell Wilson shows up. 6 foot, 190 pounds, good arm, not great arm. And he beats out everybody in camp. And you win a Super Bowl with him. I think Jackson can be that same kind of guy. But they need a guy like Pete Carroll to believe in him. And if you do, and, you know, and again, the typical, well, you know, he's so fast. If he can't make it as a quarterback, he'll make it as a wide receiver. No, I'm not having that discussion with Lamar Jackson if I bring him in and talk to him. I'm not drafting you to be a wide receiver. You're not Terrell Pryor Sr. Let's just work on the accuracy. And some of these guys We'll go through the process. At the Senior Bowl, he's not going to be one of them, but he'll probably play in the East-West Shrine. And then once they get to the combines, I mean, you know, who's going to run the 40 faster than Jackson? Nobody. And then you got a bunch of other quarterbacks sitting there, too. Mason Rudolph, who I think is going to excel on the next level. And they're all saying, yeah, system quarterback, and he's not going to be able to get it done. The supporting cast, blah, blah, blah. No, you're not watching. He's got a great arm. Great arm. Incredible touch. Luke Falk, Riley Ferguson. Yeah. Opportunities there. Like I said, first two rounds, I'm seeing eight quarterbacks. Minimum. Maybe even 10. That in itself is going to be fun. All right, let's tap out right here. I'm going to pull up a couple of draft here. Talk about what they're talking about with the quarterbacks, and then we'll move on to the coaching carousel right after this short timeout on Black or Not.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Avantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Avantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Welcome back to the attack. Bob Black, Shani Roberto. You know, I'm looking down a list here. I'm not particularly going into rounds, but when you look at some of the guys, and I mentioned Luke Falk, Mason Rudolph. Drew Lock out of Missouri, more than likely coming out. Jared Stidham. Kurt Benkert out of Virginia. Now, he's another one. Looks the part. Now, he's probably going to go in the middle. Ryan Finley declared. I mean, you know, there's no joke on a lot of these guys. And, you know, you're going to see the Kenny McHills and all that kind of good stuff. Quentin Flowers. Kyle Allen, the kid out of Houston, prototype. There's going to be guys that surprise. You know, you got the bloodline out of Boise State with Brett Rypien. No joke, you got some really, really good players out there that are going to come in. And like I said, you could see eight in the first two rounds. So, don't be surprised. And if you and this is where GM play comes in. Because quite honestly, like I said, you screw up in that first round and you're done. You're looking for work. You know. And okay. It's not going to happen in Cleveland. But like I said, it when you look at what you're doing as a general manager, as Dorsey's doing as a general manager, you got one and you got four. You're going to get two impact players. I mean, there's no question about it. I don't think this time around Cleveland can screw up the quarterback situation. But they're going to bring in the top three guys. All three of them, I think, are going to look real good. To me, Rosen is the guy that's ready. I don't know that long-term he's going to be better than Allen or better than Darnold. Maybe they're all on the same level. Maybe this is the equivalent of what happened when Rivers, Roethlisberger, and Eli came into the league at the same time. I think there's a real good possibility that may happen. But you got to have a guy in Cleveland that's going to win right away. Because they have no lag time anymore. And a team that won no games is expected to get near 500 next year. And like I said, you know, when you've got the opportunity to play in a National Football League, and you need to prove something, those secondary guys that I talked about will have the chance to do that. And obviously not the ones that came out early. They'll go to the Shrine. But this is where the importance of the Senior Bowl comes into play down in Mobile. Now, you know, I mentioned Ben Kurt out of Virginia. He's playing. Luke Falk, he's playing. Baker Mayfield is playing. Mason Rudolph is playing. Brandon Silvers, the kid out of Troy. You know, Troy, they got a pretty darn good program going on down there. And there's a kid, 6'3", 219. Well, he thinks he can play with the big boys on Sunday. Mike White, as I mentioned, out of Western Kentucky. So these are guys who, again, you get out of that first four, first five. If you have five quarterbacks go in the first round, you're going to have three of these guys go in the second round. And like I said, what Mayfield does, what Mason Rudolph does in Mobile is going to go a long way in determining whether they're first-round guys or second-round guys. And ordinarily, and you see the guys who sit out the bowl games, they, you know, the upperclassmen, the seniors, they're not going to this bowl. They're protecting themselves for the combine. But not these guys. They've got to show something. And if you've ever been down there for it, it's not the games themselves. It's not the game itself that matters. It's the practices. It's the interview process. We'll be talking more about the Senior Bowl as we approach it. But they have a month to prepare for it. Games played on January 27th. All the coaches will be hired. All the executives will be hired. Everybody will be down in Mobile. That'll be the focus of the professional football world. And they'll be working out. They'll be getting their reports. We'll try to get Phil Savage on. He's in big demand at that time of year. But, you know, we'll make it work. I was talking to him in Philly. And it's a great game specifically for that reason. They get true evaluation. They get true coaching. These coaches get to see how these kids respond. By the way, a pretty cool thing was happening. The Bill fans who, you know, it's been pretty crazy with them getting into the playoffs. And Buffalo Bill fans have kind of united. And they are going to Andy Dalton's foundation, the Andy and Jordan Dalton Foundation. And they're sending contributions in $17 increments. That's the 17 seasons in between playoff berths for the Bills. Over $57,000 and counting. That's pretty good. Yay, Buffalo. Class act. Yeah, I got news for you. trying to get an inside track, I'll tell you something. If Buffalo is looking for a quarterback next year, and as expected, Marvin Lewis leaves, and they decide to go with A.J. McCarron or draft one of the guys that I was just talking about, you know, that'll be fun. Now, we were talking about the coaching carousel. And again, there's nothing locked down as far as Marvin Lewis. But if you're going to rate the coaching jobs that are open right now, I think that you have to start with the Lions and the Giants being the two most appealing jobs. You got one of the better quarterbacks in the National Football League in Matthew Stafford. You have an offensive coordinator under contract in Jim Bob Cooter, who I don't know that they're going to put it as a condition for them to accept. But I think you would be smart, whoever ends up coaching the Detroit Lions, to try to keep Jim Bob Cooter. Unless Cooter ends up being the head coach himself, which I don't think is going to happen. Not yet. The offense isn't the problem. The running game is the problem, but the offense isn't the problem. They need more defense. But they've got good personnel, and this is a team to finish 9-7. So the potential is there, but the pressure is there. You come in, you can't take a step backwards. You got to hit a couple of doubles in the draft, maybe even a triple. If you're lucky, a home run. Be nice if they could convince Megatron to come out of retirement, but I don't think that's going to happen. Find a running back. There's plenty of them. And run the damn football. Take the pressure off the defense. They get a first-rate running back to complement Abdullah in Detroit. Detroit will win the division next year. But that's also the kind of pressure that the coach is going to be under. High expectations right there, right now. But I think that particular job is more than likely the best opportunity for a coach that's going in to replace one of these coaches that just got canned. Second, I was coin flipping between this, but I'm going to go on the assumption that Cincinnati's going to lose their coach, that Marvin Lewis isn't going to be the guy. You've got a team that, although they haven't won a playoff game, has been in the playoffs recently. You got a three-headed running attack, all legit NFL running backs. You've got a good quarterback, not a great quarterback, but a good quarterback that you're going to have to make a decision on. You've got all kinds of talent on defense. And an offensive line that is being retooled on the fly. That's not a bad situation. Now, if you can keep the locker room under control and you can coach these guys up a little bit, maybe, just maybe, you got something going there. But there's a lot of talent on the roster. The other thing that you have to weigh in is the overall stability of the organization. Cincinnati does not make knee-jerk changes. They don't spend much money, but they don't make knee-jerk changes. That's how Marvin survived. So you know you got stability. If you sign a 4-year deal, you're going to be there 4 years. Not a bad situation to go into. Now, the same with the Giants. The Giants are never a knee-jerk operation. You know, this year, I mean, Reese had been there forever. It was time for him to go, and McAdoo just wasn't a good head football coach. They had to get him out. He lost the locker room. It was Ray Hanley all over again. But whoever comes in there knows that the organization itself is stable. The things you're going to have to deal with, you got a superstar, 2-time Super Bowl winning quarterback who's on his way out. They have to make a decision about. You got a lot of malcontents in the locker room. They're going to have to make decisions on them. And a mercurial wide receiver in Odell Beckham Jr. that you're also going to have to make a decision on. I heard that phrase, control Odell Beckham Jr. Racist. Okay? You don't control players. They're not cattle. You need to coach the kid. That's another story. Drives me nuts. I'll tell you the least appealing jobs on the other side right after this short time out. I'm Black. You're not.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, Withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, we gave you the pluses. We're going to give you the minuses. Chicago. You know, the general manager, Pace, made the deal on draft day, a deal I wouldn't have made. But they think they have their quarterback of the future in Mitchell Trubisky. If it turns out to be wrong, well, you're both looking for work. Now, Pace just got an extension to 2021, so he ain't going to be looking for work. But the coach could be looking for work, whoever replaces John Fox. You've got a running back and you have a quarterback, and that's pretty much it. Decent offensive line. They need to improve. They need more weapons. Simple as that. You need more weapons to put around this kid and start scoring some points because they can't score. It's a pretty empty cupboard down there in Chicago. And they gave up draft picks to get him. Not in love with that job. Not in love with the Arizona job. Team in transition. Great defense. No quarterback. Does Palmer come back? Does he not come back? This is last year. He's got his next to last year. Fitzgerald's coming back. Carson Palmer might not. You're going into a situation where you don't have a quarterback. So they're going to have to draft one. And then the Colts. Devoid of talent. And if Andrew Luck comes back, you've got a superstar quarterback. If he doesn't come back, you're out looking for work in 3 years. So, not the three most ideal jobs, but it's three of the available jobs in the National Football League. So, guess what? Somebody's going to take them. And there'll be more openings. So, we'll see. Well, that's it for this edition. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun tomorrow. Will we? No, we're not. It'll be on Thursday. And we will have a good time, I promise you, because, yes, we always do. Thanks to Robert out on the coast for keeping it together. We'll be back. Bye.